When Pam Furterbar moved into a home near a ski hill at age 10, her parents thought that skiing just might be her sport. It didn't quite work out.
When I lived in Los Angeles, winter preparedness meant turning on a pool heater. Here in Wisconsin, come Halloween, my pops puts a shovel, blankets, snowmobile suit, heavy rubber boots, and a roll of duct tape into the back of his Suburban. He is either the most winterized person in the Midwest or a conscientious serial killer. When I was 12 years old, we moved into the first home we owned in Delafield, at the top of a ski hill called Little Swiss Vale. My folks discussed the possibility that skiing might be my sport. Thanks to my grandma's succulent Czech butter cookies, I lacked the body for ballet, swimming, tennis, roller, or ice skating. We already had a closet crammed with pink tulle, a tennis racket, skates, and my swim fins, so it seemed prudent to rent ski equipment. When I arrived for my lesson, I was wearing 4 pair of long underwear, 3 sweaters, 5 pairs of socks, and a snowsuit that barely zipped, due to the extra layers and grandma's butter cookies. A busload of children from the Holy Assumption Blind School disembarked in the parking lot and were escorted to the rental hut where they were fitted for boots, skis, and poles. My lesson consisted of sidestepping partway up the bunny hill, then snowplowing a few feet to the bottom. I watched other kids take the tow rope to the top, pivot, and shoosh, shoosh, shoosh elegantly down the hill. I wanted that. I trudged to the tow rope, clutched the rough hemp between my woolly mitts, and was jerked a few feet up the hill, ultimately unable to hang on thanks to a lack of upper body strength. The mittens were torn off my hands. Stuck to the coarse fibers, they passed through an enormous cog at the top of the hill before returning to the start, where my dad plucked them off the rope. I watched the blind children take their lessons on the bunny hill while my dad went to the Suburban for a roll of duct tape, which he used to secure the mittens to my wrists. My dad reasoned the plan would work as long as my arms weren't ripped from their sockets. Taped up, I gripped the cable tightly and hung on for dear life. About 2/3 of the way up, I realized my mitts were stuck to the hemp. I watched helplessly as the huge cog at the top chomped the rope in its giant teeth, pulling me toward its giant maw. I furiously wiggled my hands, trying to free them from the mittens, but thanks to the duct tape, they were snug around my wrists. Only a few feet from the grinding colossus, I finally jerked my hands out of the mittens. Time stood still, as did I, for a nanosecond. Then I began to slide backwards. Quickly gaining speed and momentum, I hurtled down the hill, picking off blind children who had taken the tow rope behind me. They never saw me coming. One by one, down they went. At the bottom of the hill, my dad yanked my feet out of the ski boots while they were still clamped to the skis. I ran to the truck in my socks while my dad hurled the skis, boots, and poles into the rental hut. We sped off as a team of instructors, teachers, and bystanders rushed to help the children scattered in the snow. At dinner that night, it was decided I should try piano lessons.
Pam Furterbar is the author of Feng Shui and Charlotte Nightingale. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Cross-country skiing is a popular winter pastime in Wisconsin. Joining us to talk about cross-country skiing in our state is Chad McGrath. He's the author of several cross-country skiing guides, including Great Cross-Country Ski Trails, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Ontario. Chad, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, thanks.
Well, Chad, what initially drew you to cross-country skiing?
I think the quiet, and first time I ever skied was at night on the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids, and it was a night ski with a couple friends, and I had never been before, and I knew within half an hour that I was hooked. It was just kind of a magical feeling to glide along, and the darkness made it even cooler.
And the downhill skiing, people know the adrenaline rush, the thrill of that. Cross-country skiing seems like it has a quieter appeal.
Well, yes. The speed doesn't have to be there if you don't want it to be. And there's obviously more physical exertion involved in most cross-country skiing. You have to propel yourself up the same hill that you get to come down. But going down those hills, if you pick the right place and if you want some thrills, you can have some great downhill ski fun on Nordic skis.
How would you say Wisconsin stacks up when it comes to cross-country skiing?
Oh, I think it's one of the best in the country. There's some nice places out east, Vermont and such. And there's some out west also in the Rockies. Problem with the Rockies is the relief is so great that a lot of times you have to climb for half an hour before you get to come down. And so it's a different kind of skiing. It's still nice, but it's different. I've skied in Alaska and I've had the same experience where you may spend 20 minutes climbing, gradual incline, and then you spend 5 minutes going down a gradual incline. So Wisconsin has a terrific amount of different terrain, sharper and faster hills, not as many long gradual hills.
What are some of your favorite places to ski here in Wisconsin?
Well, I was thinking, I don't know the actual number anymore of ski trails in Wisconsin. If one would include trails that are not groomed, it's certainly well over 100, maybe over 200. If you include only groomed trails, meaning trails that someone has taken a motorized vehicle, snowmobile, or something fancier, and gone out and set or at least rolled a flat track in the snow, then probably 150 trails in Wisconsin. So there's quite a number of places to go. The DNR does a nice job of grooming a number of trails in the north and central Wisconsin. And then there are some counties like Marathon County and Brown County have trail systems that they maintain along with the local ski clubs. And then there are a couple of full service, if you will, ski centers, Monaco Winter Park, and then one just over the border in Michigan, Active Backwood Retreats, ABR, who have 70 to 80 kilometers of trail that they groom with heavy machines and are immaculately taken care of and are great places to go ski.
Right, and you mentioned the ridges. Do you have a favorite spot where you go when you really want to have the ultimate cross-country skiing experience?
Well, I think I probably would resort to either Winter Park or ABR because there's a lot of trail and they're nicely taken care of. But in terms of just some of the DNR trails that go through public land that are very pleasant, there's one in near Woodruff called Madeline Trail, which is a diagonal stride only as opposed to a skating and striding trail. So a diagonal stride just means that it has the traditional two tracks that you put your skis in and cruise down the trail in. And so Madeline in Woodruff is a very pleasant, nice diagonal stride trail. And then I have to mention the Berkey Trail up in Hayward and Sawyer County, Bayfield and Sawyer County. Excellent, fun, difficult, hilly trail system. There's many, many kilometers of trail, either the Berkey Trail or trails at both ends that are associated with it. They're well maintained and a lot of fun to ski.
How has the snow been this year?
Well, if north of Highway 8, it's been pretty good. We've had early snow. I was skiing in October. Had to quit for a while, and then in early November we got 15 inches of snow. I live up in Iron County. So we've had enough snow. It hasn't really snowed here more than an inch or two in a month, but the snow has maintained and it's you can go out and ski. If you're south of Highway 8, south of Highway 29, I know it hasn't been that good. I skied a little bit down there, but not much. So nothing like last year. Last year was almost too much snow. It was hard to groom. It was hard to pack. And if you went out on a trail that wasn't trodden and hadn't been groomed, you were skiing in snow up to your knees up here and a lot of places in the state, which can still be fun. But if you're going to do that, you might as well put on snowshoes and go for a walk.
All right, Chad, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
That was Chad McGrath. He's the author of several cross-country skiing guides, including great cross-country ski trails, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Ontario.
I have cross-country skied in zero of those places. That's one of those things is like, I ought to do it sometimes, but I never pull it together.
You live in Wisconsin.
I know, right?
It might behoove you to give it a try.
And I used to live in Michigan.
Yeah.
All good skiing places. You've done it.
Yes, I did a lot when I was younger, and I have skis, but I haven't used them the last couple of winters. But yeah, I highly recommend go rent a pair of skis and just try it. Even you, Rob, could do this.
Even I, with my limited coordination
even you,
and endurance, could do this. I'll give it a try.